Gentlemen, congratulations on the draft. Rick, Friday night when rounds 1 through 3 were in the books, you said, hey, I like the draft, but there's an obvious need we haven't taken care of yet. How hard is that to wait and really have the discipline to stick to your board?
Well, that's the word that you use. It's discipline. You've got to, you know, we talk all the time about how we value and rank our board, and we try to do that independent of need and independent of any other outside, you know, influences. And then as the draft progresses, you've got to really try to stick to your, you know, stick to your guns. And, you know, when you've got a guy like Bill who has come into this process new, but really from the beginnings understood that importance of that premise. And so as we kind of worked through the course of the weekend, it was nice to have a partner that was sitting there that was just as disciplined as I try to be and reminding me at times we need to stay true to the board, and if we do, it'll fall the right way.
Bill, your perspective on that, because you said this offseason, we're going to draft a quarterback, we just don't know when, and you finally did in the fourth round.
Well, again, I you know, not to repeat what Rick said, I think it was a very interesting process for me to be a part of, you know, to come into a draft process that really I've doing it for my first time and able to watch how he does things, how he organizes the scouts and how he organizes the evaluations and how we do things. And, you know, we did. We stuck to our board, and we always ask about, look, is this guy a Houston Texan type player? Is he a guy that's going to fit, you know, the way that we want to play football, the way that we want to be in the community, the way that we want to act in the building, the way that we want to lift weights and all those different things. So I think, you know, that's what we did.
Tom Savage, tell us a little bit about what he brings to the table.
Well, you know, again, he's a young quarterback. Rookie quarterbacks, it's not easy for them to come into this league and do things right away. But I felt one of the things that stood out to me about him was he was intelligent. He was a good communicator. He was an honest guy. He was a guy that came from a good family. He was raised well, and he had a good day the day that we were there at Pittsburgh. He played well on tape for the most part. And so he was a guy that when we came back and reported back to Rick about what we saw, you know, we felt like he was a guy, if he was there at that point in time, that we would consider taking him, and that's what we did.
Rick, you have to feel really good about the way the front seven has been addressed in this draft, because clearly you had some needs for more talent there with some of the players you lost and such.
Yeah, we did, and obviously we're doing a little bit of a variation on the 3-4 up front, and so we need a bigger, you know, stronger group of men up front, and so we were able to speak to that in a couple of the picks, and you're right, as it fell. I think when you look at the entire group, you see a physical group. You see some of those characteristics that Bill just mentioned, things that we're looking for. You know, all the way through to the, you know, the fullback, I think you'll like him. He's another tough. Football's important to all these guys. They're very passionate about the game. They want to work. They're great workers. They're guys who want to come in. They're hungry. We talk to them when we draft them about how important it is to come in as a rookie with the right perspective. And wanting to learn and you know, put their nose to the grind and start to learn what it is to be a professional football player. All these guys have the desire to do that, and that's what makes it a really, you know, a really good group.
Yeah, another characteristic you're always looking for, versatility. All right, so you have Clowney, you can move him around, and also Pagan, who's versatile. He said he could play nose tackle or defensive end. You got to like the options you have here.
Sure. I mean, anytime you look at a player, you know, we use the phrase a lot, you know, the more you can do. You know, the more you can do as a coach, the more you can do as a scout, you know, the more you can do as a player, obviously, is very important. So guys that can do a few things, like maybe they're first and second down running back, but they can also contribute on all the special teams, you know, the core special teams. And so, you know, that's an example of the type of guy that we feel like we found with Alfred Blue. So, you know, I think that's one of the things when we look at a prospect, we always say, hey, look, how many different things can this guy perform on the football field?
Gentlemen, congratulations. Thanks a lot for the time.
Thanks, Mark.